See, so if you hear any rejection, you almost guarantee to take the joy out of giving. If you even have the concept of a rejection in your consciousness, it's going to make intimacy very difficult. So for me, the most important parts of an intimate relationship is to receive a no as a memnun, as a mitzvah. The person is giving me an opportunity to meet a need of theirs. A no is always a tragic expression of a need. Tragic if the other person has jackal ears on, then they hear it as a rejection. If we have giraffe ears on, it's a gift. That person is telling us what need of theirs they're trying to meet that keeps them from meeting our need. Then it's a memnu.
So you said if you have rejection in your consciousness, what was the rest of that?
It's going to be hard for other people, unless they have big giraffe ears, to enjoy giving to you, because to whatever degree they see pain in your eyes because you hear a rejection, to whatever giving in the future they give to keep you from interpreting being rejected, when they didn't really want to do it but they're afraid of how you're going to take it, you pay for it because it takes the pure stuff out of the giving. Now the person is giving to avoid you freaking out because of the pain you create for yourself by taking it as a rejection. So to whatever degree you think that is possible, you see, to whatever degree you think that's possible, that if I don't give, the person's going to take it as a rejection. They're not going to see the memnun in my telling them what keeps me from giving. So to whatever degree they see rejection, and I have a trace of that, oh my God, if I don't do this, the person's going to freak, and then I'll feel guilty. And it takes all the beauty out of giving. It takes all the blessing out of it.
Marshall?